Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.
Hello guys.
Hello.
I just mentioned that you play Motown songs besides your normal albums. Where does that come from?
Well, when I was growing up, my father had a lot of records lying around the house because when he was in university, he went to school in Detroit in the 1960s. So he had his own radio show when he was in college, and he used to play a lot of Beatles and a lot of Motown. So when I was growing up, I had all these records around the house, and that's mostly what I listened to. So it's very nostalgic music for me, and it's really fun to play live. Those songs are timeless.
Max hat gerade erzählt, dass sein Vater, als er in Detroit studiert hat, eine eigene Radioshow hatte, also ganz ähnlich wie wir hier. Und deswegen hatte der viele Platten aus den 70ern rumstehen. Und das war natürlich viel Motown-Zeugs, viel Beatles-Zeugs. Und deswegen ist er damit aufgewachsen. Und bis heute ist es für ihn mit einem hohen nostalgischen Wert verknüpft. Und meine Frage wäre noch, so you had an appearance as a Motown cover band at the wedding of Billy Talent singer Benjamin Kovalevich.
Yeah, we did.
Is this something you do often? I mean, can I book you for my wedding?
Well, what's your budget?
Like, I don't know, like 20 euros something?
20 euros. Put a couple of zeros on the end of that, my friend, and then we'll talk.
No, we don't do it that often, only for special occasions. Ben came to us and was, you know, thought it would be a really nice addition to the wedding, and it was actually a really beautiful wedding, and we were really honored to be playing it. But we don't do it. We play it every once in a while for a regular show, but weddings, we haven't got too deep in the wedding market just yet.
Also das war schon eher so eine Ausnahme, weil sie von einem Freund gefragt wurden. Und sie spielen schon hin und wieder mal so Shows neben der Reihe, aber das ist jetzt sozusagen keine Einkommensquelle und da müsste schon was Besonderes passieren. So this Motown style is one of the influences in your music. Altogether, your sound is really diversified, I would say. But what is the specific new thing about your current album, High Noon?
Well, we're always being inspired by different kinds of music. I think depending on the day you talk to us, we'll be referencing a new artist. So on the new record, there's some like kind of 1980s like Americana influence, like Tom Petty, Don Henley, like Dire Straits. They're British, but they have an Americana sound to them. They're just ripping off Bob Dylan. There's some like 70s rock there. And then there's just some, we got to work with Tony Hoffer, who's a producer who's worked with bands like The Kooks and Beck and M83. And so his influence is definitely on the record too.
Also auf dem aktuellen Album, das war die Frage, was da so ein bisschen der spezifische Sound ist. Geht es so in Richtung 60er Amerikaner-Sound, Dire Straits, Bob Dylan. Liegt auch ein bisschen am Produzenten, der unter anderem zuvor mit The Kooks gearbeitet hat. Also das ist so ein bisschen die geschmackliche Note von High Noon. You got a new guy, you got Anthony, who joined the band in 2011 on keys. Mm-hmm. Before that, your first album, Jackson Square, there was no keyboard sound and you were more like rock-like. Since your second record, Michigan Left, there are more pop influences. How do you experience this as a band? Is this like a change or something that comes like evolving?
Yeah, there definitely is an evolution. Like we're always bringing in new sounds and new ideas, and that's what makes it fun for us to sort of enjoy music and take in influences without really a filter. We don't, if it's pop or if it's hip hop or if it's rock. Or whatever it is, if we like it, it'll probably end up in the music.
Also da machen sie gar keine großen Unterschiede. Meine Frage lautete, ob sie so die Veränderung, dass sie seit 2011 einen Keyboarder in der Band haben und ein paar Pop-Sounds dazu kamen, ob das irgendwie eine Veränderung sei. Aber nee, sie sagen, das ist schon auch eine Evolution und das gehört alles dazu. Wenn wir Hip-Hop hören, das packen wir mit rein. Und da geht es eigentlich wirklich eher darum, um die Musik, die man mag, als jetzt sich da fest auf ein Genre nageln zu lassen. Mhm. Und in die neue Platte hören wir jetzt rein, aber nicht von der Konserve, sondern die Jungs spielen einen Song hier im Studio. You're going to play a song in the studio now. What's it going
to
be?
The first song I'm going to play is Come to Light.
Wonderful. And you said it's kind of a lullaby?
Yeah, well, the version on the album that we have is very much like Boys of Summer by Don Henley, which is a great song. But this version we're going to do is very much like a lullaby. It's a little sleepy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, for a second there, I felt peace and calm. The underpass will keep us from harm. And the wipers moved like some waving arms. We were flashing headlights and coming cars. But up in the distance, even in the daylight, we can make it to the morning. We can get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I ain't choosing sides. What we do in the darkness, come to light, alright. It'll come to light, alright. Ooh, and in times of fear, you shelter me, and you hold me close so tenderly. My headphones on as I fall asleep. You're my barricade from intruding dreams. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, we can make it to the morning. We can get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides. What we do in the darkness, come to light, alright. It'll come to light, alright. Yeah, it'll come to light, alright. Silence fell when I picked up. The words hit me hard like a 1-2 punch. So I went home to face the storm. And the thought of you, it keeps me warm. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, we can make it to the morning. We could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides. What we do in the darkness, yeah. What we do in the darkness comes to light. When everything went wrong, you're keeping my head on. And in time, things that hurt today will begin to fade. Fade away.
The Arkells im Detektor FM Studio mit ihrem Song Come to Life vom neuen Album High Noon. Das ist letzte Woche rausgekommen und morgen spielen die Jungs beim Highfield Festival. Wenn man sich den Tourkalender der Arkells so anschaut, also die sind schon ganz schön viel unterwegs. I just said you tour very much, yet you already played some shows in Germany and it will be at the Highfield Festival tomorrow. So what do you like more, playing the small club shows or the big ones on the festivals?
Well, the band was born in a nightclub, so that's where we're most comfortable probably. We got to play last night in Berlin, and you could like literally see sweat dripping off the wall, and it was amazing. But with that said, I mean, getting to play a big festival is always an honor, and you get to play for new fans a lot of the time, and if you get good weather, there's nothing like being outside and listening to music, so they both have their charms.
Ich habe gefragt, ob sie das eigentlich mögen, so mehr so in diesen kleinen Clubs oder auf den großen Festivalbühnen, wo sie jetzt auch spielen. Und Max hat gesagt, also die Band ist eigentlich sogar in einem Nightclub geboren worden. Und er mag das, wenn wortwörtlich der Schweiß von den Wänden tropft, wenn sie spielen. For us as Germans, it's always interesting to know if there are some bands from abroad. Is there any special thing about the German audience?
Oh yeah, there is. German audiences just love to have fun. They love to dance, they love to clap. You know, sometimes you have to, in North America, you have to like coax the audience a little. You have to get them to, like, you have to really work to get them to participate. But in Germany, everyone just wants to get in there and have fun. It's cool.
Ich habe die Jungs gefragt, was an deutschem Publikum da was besonders ist, weil sie aus Kanada kommen, ob sie irgendwie den Unterschied merken. Und sie haben gesagt, ja, auf jeden Fall. Also die Leute hier sind viel aktiver und machen von sich aus gern mit. Und man muss nicht so viel investieren, um sie da so rauszuholen, sondern sie klatschen und sie gehen bei den Songs mit. In Canada, you had a project with an orchestra last month. You played 4 shows with them. Mm-hmm. How was that for you, playing in such a different context? At least I imagine it was.
It was awesome. I mean, if we could only, if only we could always tour with a 40-piece orchestra, it'd be wonderful. It was, but it was a really unique experience, and a lot of the songs on the new album feature string parts that Anthony, the keyboard player you mentioned, he wrote for the band. So it was really great to hear those parts kind of come to life in a live environment like that. Definitely one of the cooler things we've done as a band.
Sie haben letzten Monat mit einem Orchester gespielt, 40-köpfiges Orchester in Kanada, und 4 Shows haben sie mit denen gespielt, und ich habe gefragt, ob das Spaß macht in dem Kontext. Sie haben gesagt, ja, auf jeden Fall. Und auf dem Album sind jetzt auch viele Streicherparts erhalten geblieben, also man hört das auch noch so ein bisschen raus. Could this be a new idea for one of the next Arkells tours, like playing with an orchestra around the world?
Yeah, we have to do some accounting first. Okay, check the numbers. But actually, you know, the cool part about it is now that the songs have been scored for the orchestra, you can kind of just like, that's a beautiful thing about professional musicians. We're not really professional musicians. We're just kind of monkeys jumping around on stage. But when you play with an orchestra, you just put the music in front of them and they nail it on the first take. So if you could go anywhere around the world and just recruit an orchestra in every city and say, play it, and they'll do it. And that's very cool.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Also es wäre schon cool, sagt Mike zuletzt nochmal, das irgendwann zu machen. Und Max hat aber zuvor gesagt, ne, ist auch erstmal eine Frage des Rechnens, ne, wie teuer das ist. Aber das Coole ist halt, wenn man mit klassischen Musikern spielt, du überträgst den Song für die, annotierst das, legst denen das auf dem Blatt vor denen hin und sie spielen es im ersten Take perfekt ein. Und dann hat er noch gesagt, das sind professionelle Musiker. Wir sind Leute, die so ein bisschen wie Äffchen auf der Bühne rumspringen, aber die haben es richtig drauf. In general, you seem to like touring around. So what is the best thing in doing this? And what is the worst thing in touring around? And I don't want to hear radio interviews as an answer.
No, we like this. Okay, what's the worst thing, would you say? The worst thing is, like, for me, I don't like, some of the plane travel is annoying, like sitting around in airports. When we came here, we had to lay over in London for 6 hours. And that kind of sucked. You know, that's never any fun. Just like, and bumpy planes, I don't like that either. The best part, German girls. That's easy.
Mike, anything to add?
No, I think you covered it.
Die Frage war, dass sie so viel unterwegs sind, was sind eigentlich die besten und die schlimmsten Sachen auf Tour? Und das Schlimmste ist so ein bisschen, haben sie gesagt, das Reisen an sich ist schon anstrengend, wenn man da so 6 Stunden Aufenthalt hat in London am Flughafen irgendwie. Und das Beste, das war eine sehr kurze Antwort, sind die deutschen Frauen, die ihnen sehr gut gefallen. So I think you will have a great show at the Highfield Festival tomorrow. Before we let you go there, you're going to play another song in the studio. Which song is it?
Yeah, it's another song off our new album, High Noon. It's called Leather Jacket. And in the van, one of the bands that we listen to a lot is the Avett Brothers. Do you know the Avett Brothers? And this song on the record is a rock and roll song. But when we do it acoustically, we like to sing it like the Avett Brothers.
Wonderful. So wir hören jetzt Leather Jacket von Arkells.
Hundreds of stories before I showed up, and they tell them to me and pull photos up, and they're all connected like a pair of handcuffs. No one seemed affected, that everyone had fucked, but there was a softness, some kind of understanding. 2 a.m. decisions, always shaky landings, and no one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the card she was handed. Call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on up, and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. I met her at a party, she come straight from work. Complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off that stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover. Some man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years I've been running for cover, trying to sleep so I can visit my mother. You call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on up, and with the southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket when times were tough in the worst years. Never knew how to interfere, and now you're back and just unpacking those bruised up takers you keep attracting. September, when it goes off like some goddamn alarm clock, and it hits her like a third shot. Conversations, she just stares off. There's no longer a voice calling when she goes out. I'll be up waiting for you. Call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on up and with the southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. When times were tough in the worst years, we never knew how to interfere. And now you're back and just unpacking those bruised up takers you keep attracting. You call me up from a payphone. 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 I said, who the fuck uses a payphone?
Arkells mit Leather Jacket live eingespielt hier im Detektor FM Studio. Die Band ist unterwegs, spielt unter anderem morgen auf dem Highfield Festival. Alle Termine gibt's online auf Detektor FM. Dort gibt's die Session nachher auch als Video. Vielen Dank an Arkells, an Max und Mike. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Have a good time.
Leipzig.
Thank you.
Leipzig, right?
Did I say it right?
You can actually. It's Leipzig, but
oh shit, Leipzig.
Wonderful.
You know, great. Everyone in Berlin right now is jealous of Leipzig.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.